Bishul, Perek Aleph, Seif Samach Dalet. We're learning about Eroi. Eroi is not Keli Rishon. Eroi means pouring over. So now we learn that there is a Keli Rishon, there is a Keli Sheni. Keli Rishon means something which was cooked in a pot which we cooked on the stove. A Keli Sheni is something which you poured over from the this pot, is it like a tzlacha, like a plate. A plate is poured over from the Keli Rishon, it comes to Keli Sheni. Now we have something which is something in between. Iru means pouring over from the Keli Rishon straight onto a food. What do we call it? Do we call it Keli Sheni or do we call it Keli Rishon? The MS it is a machlokes rishonim. We take on in halacha that it's considered a Keli Rishon. But it doesn't cook completely, it only cooks kedei klipa. It only cooks the amount of a peel. We'll see a difference with how much it cooks later on. Now, so we take on pouring over from a keli rishon onto food or onto liquid. We'll see later on also about liquid. It's considered also a keli rishon. So let's see inside. Dine irui, fifth samach talat. Also la'arot, meant lishpoch, it means to pour over, ma'im chamim mikeli rishon, agabe dova, ma'achal bilti mevushal. If you've got food which is not cooked yet, you're not allowed to pour over hot water from a keli rishon onto this food. Because what you're doing, you are cooking from a keli rishon. We say lachatchila, we take on like the rishonim, that is called a keli rishon. So somebody pours over hot water from a pot which was on the fire, or straight from the urn, is considered you are cooking with a keli rishon. Therefore, one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos, to anything which hasn't been cooked yet, you're not allowed to go and pour over from a keli rishon onto a food which hasn't been cooked. Omnom, but motel la'ot mi keli rishon agabe hatfanot achitzoniot shel kli sheyesh betocho machal or mashkeh kodoyim b'shor shebo lechamim machal atinok. If you've got a bottle which you put underneath pouring water, you pour water onto a bottle from a keli rishon. Example. Therefore, this bottle is lechura getting warmed from a keli rishon. But since we take on keli rishon only cooks the thickness of a peel, the bottle itself is as thick as a peel. Therefore, the food inside the bottle would not get cooked from a keli rishon. Therefore, if you've got food inside the bottle, if you've got liquid, or you've got food inside a cup, you pour over the sides of the cup, the outsides of the cup, you pour over hot water, there's no problem to do that on Shabbos. We don't consider it a keli rishon because it can't cook it in this way from pouring over like a keli rishon. We would consider it only a keli sheni. Of course, if this food inside this bottle or this food inside the cup is able to be cooked in a keli sheni, then you'll have this problem maybe, but it's like it's in a keli sheni. But the different keli sheni we won't have, the different iroi we won't have on this bottle, will be considered only like keli sheni maybe. But keli rishon it won't be, because iroi only cooks like amount of a peel, and the bottle itself, the kli itself, would be like the peel. Therefore, it won't be a problem to pour over water from a keli rishon onto a bottle which has food inside it, which hasn't been cooked. It won't be considered as if you are pouring over from a keli rishon. Se'ir samachay, iru amayim shelo nispashlu. Now we want to discuss pouring over to water. Till now we discussed pouring over to a solid. Pouring over to a solid, what happens is the water bangs on to the solid, on its head, let's call it, on the solid, and therefore it cooks it. Now we want to know what happens if you've got water which is poured over to cold water. Does the water cook it or not? There are some poskim who want to say that it really doesn't exist in liquid, because liquid, it mixes up together, and therefore it doesn't get a din from, it doesn't cook it. But we take on the stringent Iru does cook it even with liquid. He says like this. Iru yahalamayim shalin especially. If you go pour over on water which hasn't been cooked. He says that makes a difference. It makes a difference what is the outcome from the pouring over. If the outcome from the water which you're pouring over makes the water which is in the cup together with the water, hot water, and makes it cold at the end of the day, then we say you haven't done anything because it takes a minute, it takes a little bit of time to cook. Meanwhile, everything got cold, therefore you've done nothing. But if at the end of the day you're going to have hot water because this water which is hot is overriding the cold water, therefore at the end of the day you're going to have hot water. If because it's very, very hot, the water, or because you've got very little cold water, or because the amount of cold water connected the hot water against the hot water is the hot water overriding, no difference. If at the end of the day is that you're going to have hot water, then you've got a problem from Bishul. But if at the end of the day you're going to have cold water, you're going to have problem. You're not going to have a problem from Bishul. Let's see that in time. If you go and pour over hot water to a keli rishon which has got cold water inside it, one makes a differentiation between the two cases. If after you poured in the cold water and the hot water, the cold water would be at the end of the day yad teledes. That means the outcome from the pouring of the hot water with the cold water together would get a mixture from a hotness of yad teledes, and then it's considered as if you are cooking, and it's not allowed to be done. Base. If after you pour this over, the outcome will come that it's not yad teledes the mixture, so you're allowed to do it because it doesn't cook it. Like we learned until now, always something which is not yad teledes is not considered cooking. Here the same thing is. If when the mixture comes out from both together, it won't be yad teledes, you haven't done anything. But if the mixture which comes out together will be yad teledes, then we say you're not allowed to do it.